This is For the Record, a weekly discussion of charitable initiatives, public affairs, and meaningful issues that affect our community right here in Central New York. The Center for Community Alternatives works with thousands of youth and adults every year in the fight to end mass incarceration across New York State, and one way of doing that is providing career opportunities. That's why Ron Box and Joe Bilecki are joining me today to discuss the CCA's Line Cook program and how to get involved. Another Sunday morning in Central New York means another edition of For the Record. As always, I'm Jordan Capozzi. Thanks for joining me on this Sunday morning, and thanks to a couple of guests as well. Not just one this week. We've got two great guests from the Center for Community Alternatives, Ron Box, Joseph Bilecki. I do appreciate you being here early on a Sunday. How are you guys doing? You made the walk down.
Very well.
Doing great.
You guys have a line cook program that kind of keeps going. It never stops. And we need you out there listening to get involved for the next set of line cooks to get in there, learn, and ultimately create some jobs. Before we get into the program itself, I like to ask this to everybody. How'd you guys get your passion for what you do? How'd you get in your role? Joe, you can talk more about the culinary aspect of it. And Ron, you can discuss the organization itself and why you have passion for what you do.
Yeah. My name's Joe Bilecki. I am the culinary instructor for the Center for Community Alternatives. We have a 7-week line cook training program that starts out with 2 weeks of soft skills training, a job readiness program called Making It Work. We then do hands-on training down at the Salt City Test Kitchen for 4 weeks where we're making food every day. And then our last week takes place with at a job shadow down at Salt City Market for a week where they get the chance to put their hands on food and actually sell it to customers.
Anytime there's an event or anything going on there, it's definitely worth checking out.
It is. And I've worked with the people that worked down there for many years. I started my career as a culinary instructor working for OCC. We were running the With Love restaurant program, which was a 6-month training program, which is how I came into touch with the Center for Community Alternatives. They were feeding us with some students, and it was a great relationship. So once OCC ended that program, Ron and I hooked back up and decided this had a lot of value for the community because line cooks are in high demand. So if we can use that feeder to get people full-time jobs as quickly as possible, that's what we're looking to do.
How long has this specific program been going on?
This specific program, I think it's a little over 2 years now that we've been doing it for CCA, but it's kind of been in the works for, like 6 years if you take the whole thing and work it together to where we are now. To get where we are now has been a long process, but it's I think it's worked out very well.
Hey, you guys had time to cook up, and now you've kind of perfected the program.
Yes.
And in terms of the CCA itself, Ron, how'd you get your passion for this?
Yeah, so I'm the director of reintegration services. CCA is working throughout New York State to deal with the issues of mass incarceration. We live in a time where within the United States, we make up 4% of the world's population, but we incarcerate 25% of the world's incarcerated population. Over 40% of juveniles will be arrested before they're 23 years old. Almost a third of adults have an arrest history. And so we're pretty good at incarcerating people. And we need to figure out ways to be able to help those folks to be able to move forward in their lives so that they can break some of those cycles. Syracuse in particular is famous for poverty. And there's some strong correlations between incarceration and poverty. And so I got into this work really trying to make a difference with the dire poverty within Syracuse and provide opportunities for people who are driven, are talented, who don't want to be defined by the worst day of their life and are just looking for opportunities to be contributing members of society.
And a great way to do it is start and trying to get people back on their feet and get them jobs. Some people aren't willing to give you the opportunity, so it's great that you guys are working to do that, especially with this line cook program.
Yes, and that's one of the beauties of the line cook program is for the most part, restaurants really don't care what you did in the past. They care that you show up on time and can do the job. And if you can fulfill those requirements, you'll do just fine.
Is this something where you should have a certain level of experience with cooking? Can people just come in and try?
You don't need any experience at all. So we do, it's basically an introductory course. So we'll touch on the basics of sauteing and sweating, braising and broiling, frying foods, basic knife cutting techniques. So they learn the very basics of what they'll need to get their foot in the door so that when they do start that job, they know how to act like a professional in a kitchen. They know how to use a knife. They know the language, the lingo, how to be safe in a kitchen. So they receive their ServSafe certification, which lasts for 3 years, and we're doing a ServSafe manager course now for incoming students, which carries a lot of weight.
I'm terrible. I am probably worse than anybody who could possibly come into the program. So if you are not the best cook, but this is something that interests you, this is your chance. You know, sign up, get involved. Again, the number of people who are participating in the program directly impacts how often you guys can do this. So if somebody was looking to sign up for the program, how would they go about doing that? Online? Is there a number? What kind of forms and things should people have ready?
Sure. So to be eligible for the program, they have to have a desire to cook. They need to be 18 years of age or older and have some kind of impact from the criminal punishment system. They can find out more information at 315-422-5638, extension 303, or they can go on the website at communityalternatives.org.
I know this program is what we're discussing today, but it's not all you guys do at the CCA. Ron, what other sorts of specific goals can you help people accomplish? What other resources do you offer?
Sure. So CCA is actually a statewide organization, and we deal with the issues that folks face from incarceration. That can pertain to advocacy on the state level around making systemic change when it comes to laws, can deal with meeting basic needs like helping folks with housing. Within Syracuse, we have a housing program called Freedom Commons, which is a first of its kind partnership with the Syracuse Housing Authority. Additionally, we work with folks to be able to understand what is their criminal history and identify errors on their criminal history. You may be surprised to know that the majority of folks, when you run a background check on them, there's going to be something that's not correct. It's not necessarily anything nefarious, but it just bureaucracy makes mistakes.
That's insane.
And it is insane. And one of the unfortunate side products of that is if somebody applies to a job and they disclose their criminal history and it doesn't match the background check that came back, then they're going to be seen as being dishonest instead of looking at the data as maybe mistaken. Additionally, we do things around helping people to be employed. Like we're talking about this line cook program is one example of that. And then we have substance use supports. We have a Q center in Syracuse, a core center in Rochester, which is peer-led recovery centers where people can go and pursue their sobriety journey. We also have youth programming where we're working to break the school-to-prison pipeline, helping people who are facing suspension to get back into class and to graduate from high school. We also have mitigation services where we support people in being able to better explain to the courts some of the extenuating circumstances that led to them getting involved with crimes, whether or not that is their home life or you know, whatever it may be, the contributing factors towards that. So it's a real holistic smorgasbord of programming.
Yeah, it sounds like honestly anything you could need if you're in that sort of situation, you guys can help provide. I'm chatting with Ron Box and Joe Bilecki from the Center for Community Alternatives. And Joe, can you one more time lay out exactly how enrollment for the program works so people understand that?
So we have a rolling intake where when we have a group of students ready, we start a class. It's not always on a timeline where you could say on June 5th we're going to start. We run the course for 7 weeks. Once we get done with that cohort, we usually take about 2 weeks to go through another soft skills training program of making it work, get ServSafe certification, and then we're ready to move in the kitchen. We like to go no more than 2 weeks between, but sometimes it depends on how many people walk through the door. So if through something like this, we can get more people to walk through the door, we can get more people into the program.
If you're listening and you're interested, that means now's a better time than ever. Before I let you guys go, Joe, what's your favorite part of the program?
Seeing the students progress. Most of my students come in with no experience at all. And seeing them afraid of the knife, seeing them afraid of doing things like how to toss something in a saute pan. They're always nervous they're going to make a mess. But then they do it, and they can make the cuts, and they can make a shrimp scampi, and they can cook a steak to a perfect medium. they're now 12 feet tall, right? They're huge, and I got them hooked. Now they want to do this, and they have a passion for it. And if I can help in any way create that little bit of passion for cooking, that will carry them through their future career. Because if you don't have the passion, you're not going to make it. You have to enjoy what you do.
Joe, do you have a particular student that you'd love to share a story about?
You want me to name him?
No.
Okay. Well, his name starts with M. He started with us, and he came into the program just wanting to learn how to cook better. He didn't really have a passion for it. He wasn't sure he wanted to work in the restaurant industry. And it was about week two, we were making fettuccine Alfredo. And he made it. He had never had it. He loved it. He went home that weekend and made it for his family, and they wanted to know where he bought it. And when he told them he didn't buy it, he made it. They didn't believe him, but then they did when they saw when he did it. And when he came in on that next Monday after class, 5-foot-tall young man was now 12 feet tall. He really wanted to do this, and he is now a manager in a kitchen. So this young man who had never held a chef's knife in his hand, didn't want to cook, a fettuccine Alfredo turned him around, and he's now working full-time in a restaurant with a good living wage and progressing very well.
As a manager, you said?
Yes, sir.
That's incredible. That's awesome, too, because it's not just a skill to get a job. It's a life skill. It helps you save money at home. So it's definitely something worth checking out. And Ron, for anybody listening right now, one more time, what's the best way for people to access your guys' resources and find out about different things you have coming up, different programs, or just get in touch with you guys at the Center for Community Alternatives?
Sure. So they can check us out on our website at communityalternatives.org, or they can give us a call at 315-422-5638, and the best extension is 303.
That's awesome. And right now, do you guys have a general idea of how many people are signed up?
We're working our next cohort now. We have some people lined up. I think we have 4 people on the list, and I'm hoping that that will grow to at least 9 or 10 within the next couple of weeks. We have a Making It Work going on right now, so we wait for that rolling intake, and when we have enough and we have a potential students that have a really good chance of success.
We generally have a class about every 2 months. We do roughly 6 or 7 groups a year.
Sounds like perfect timing. The head start's already there with some people signed up. So if that's something you're interested in, you know how to get in touch. It's a great opportunity for anybody dealing with the aftermath of a past incarceration, running with the legal system. Now's the time. The Line Cook Program, Center for Community Alternatives. If you're interested, rolling intakes. So now's a better time than ever to get your foot in the door and start your next career. Ron, Joe, really appreciate your time waking up early with me on Sunday morning. I appreciate you listening to For the Record. We'll be right back here next Sunday on ESPN Syracuse TK99, K-Rock and Sunny 102. But until then, as always, have a great Sunday, CNY. And we'll talk to you next weekend.